Gildan Media proudly presents Gildan Seminars, original lectures containing essential information that can be applied to every facet of life and business. Gildan Media presents Gildan Seminars, The Supreme Mastery of Fear by Joseph Murphy.
Keep on telling your subconscious mind that I and my Father are one, that one with God is a majority, and if God be for me, who can be against? The life principle is always for you. It heals a cut in your finger. If you took some bad food, it causes you to regurgitate it. If you burned yourself, it reduces the edema, gives you new skin and tissue. It always seeks to preserve you, to heal and to restore you. So keep telling your subconscious you are divine. Your subconscious wants you to say it over and over again, for ideas are conveyed to the subconscious by repetition, faith, and expectancy. Do it again and again and again, and realize that the God presence is within you, and that you're one with it, that you're divine, you're a son of the living God, you're heir to all of God's riches, and all the power of the Godhead flows to your focal point of attention. Tell yourself that over and over again. Gradually, your subconscious will accept it. And your subconscious will believe it, because you're believing it in your conscious reasoning mind. And whatever your conscious mind really believes, your subconscious will dramatize and bring to manifestation. Do not vacillate or equivocate. Your subconscious mind knows when you are sincere. It knows when you really believe. And then it will respond. Tell yourself frequently that God indwells you, that you are divine, that omnipotence is moving in your behalf. Say it to yourself when you're challenged, when you have any kind of a trouble or difficulty. Say, this is divinely outmatched. The problem is here, but the God presence is here too. Say it to yourself when you're driving the car, when you're going to sleep, when you're talking to someone. Realize God is thinking, speaking, acting through you. And realize it is always functioning. And when fear comes, well, say, faith in God opens the door of your mind, and there's no one there. Realize you are one with this God power. You are aligned with it now, and mighty forces will come to your aid. You are one with the infinite, with life, and with all things. The Bible says, thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life, for I dwell in the house of God forever. Your mind is the house of God, is where you walk and talk with this supreme intelligence, this infinite presence and power. When you are fearful or indulge in negative thoughts, you're vibrating at a very low level. When you meditate on a psalm and say to yourself, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, or the presence of God is right where I am, or I will fear no evil, for God is with me. Or I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and I abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he will cover me with his feathers, and under his wings shall I rest. And the truth shall be my shield and buckler. Affirm frequently, God is guiding me now. The presence of God is with me. Then you're thinking spiritually. Your thoughts now are God's thoughts, and all the power of God flows through that thought. That's the meaning of one with God is a majority. For the only immaterial power you know is your thought, and your thought is creative. Therefore, think of harmony. Think of infinite love flowing through you, vitalizing, healing, restoring you. These spiritual thoughts are of a very high frequency and are of a very high vibration. What happens to the evil, negative thoughts of fear, foreboding, destruction, disaster, earthquakes, things of this nature? When you say, oh, maybe another earthquake will come, maybe my house will be knocked down. Think along these lines. Say, God's love surrounds me, enfolds me. The presence of God is in my home, which is the presence of harmony, beauty, love, and peace. Divine love saturates the walls, the atmosphere. And wherever you are, whether asleep or awake, or walking the streets, or behind the counter, God's love surrounds you, enfolds you, and enwraps you. You're immunized, you're God in touch.